AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has issued pardons for participants in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
These are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
It was one of Trump's first acts after being sworn in as the country's 47th president today. House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi called it shameful and a betrayal of police officers who put their lives on the line to stop an attempt to subvert the peaceful transfer of power. Among his last acts in office, then-President Biden issued preemptive pardons to the House January 6th committee, as well as Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and family members. Tariffs were not among President Trump's initial actions, but he told reporters,
We're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada because they're allowing vast numbers of people. Canada's a very bad abuser also. Vast numbers of people to come in and fentanyl to come in.
When do you think you would enact those?
I think February 1st.
Trump has signed an order to keep TikTok open for 75 days to find a U.S. buyer, and he's suggesting a joint venture in which the U.S. would get 50% ownership of the app. Haya Pandrani reports another move was to again withdraw from the Paris Climate Accords.
The move is a blow to worldwide efforts to combat global warming and distances the nation from its closest allies. The Paris Accord encourages nations to limit global temperature increases to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Global efforts to fight climate change stumbled but survived the Republicans' first term as other countries, states, cities, and businesses picked up some of the slack. Haya Pandrani, Washington.
In the Senate,
the nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
Rubio, now Secretary of State. The Senate also passed a bill that would require federal authorities to detain migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. This is AP News. Before he left office, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for members of his family and their spouses, Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th Committee. Donna Warder reports on Biden's farewell remarks.
A thank you to former President Joe Biden after he and the former First Lady gave their farewells at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
And there was even a mention of the new president.
We have a lot more to do. We heard the inaugural address today. We got a lot more to do.
And Biden's last message to Americans, we're leaving office, but we're not leaving the fight.
We've always done our best as Americans. We never, never, never give up. Never.
Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.